Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
God wants to bless you. This is a weekly series with things I'm reading and pondering from Charles Spurgeon. In one of his sermons, Spurgeon said, "It delights God to bestow his goodness. The cost was paid long ago on Calvary's cross, and that is over. Since the great sacrifice has been presented, God freely gives all the blessings of divine grace to us with a willingness that shows that his heart goes with them. Come along with you, you needy saint or sinner. The more you can take in, the better pleased will the Lord be with you. The Lord desires you to open your mouth wide, and he will fill it. It is easier for him to give than for you to open your mouth. He encourages and requests you to bring large petitions with you when you come before his mercy seat. How can I apprehend these blessings and make them my own? The natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God," 1 Corinthians 2:14. "The power to receive the things of God lies not in high gifts or attainments. Do not sit down and say, 'I am a poor, stupid man and cannot be taught of God,' or 'I am a humble countryman or a poor woman keeping house for others. I cannot know these precious things.' It is not so. Read the words of Paul in the first chapter of this epistle. 'For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called.'" 1 Corinthians 1:26. "The power to receive the blessings of God does not lie in talent at all, but it lies in the Spirit of God. Grace is not tied to the rare gifts of genius, nor to the precious acquirements of experience, nor to the high attainments of learning. The power to receive is still of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit does not find good in us, but brings it to us." From Charles Spurgeon's sermon, Grace to Grace. I truly believe that God wants to bless us more than we want to receive God's blessings. Far too many times, I encounter people who want to talk themselves out of their worthiness to receive anything from God. But remember this verse: "Since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else?" Romans 8:32. If God the Father would give up his son to make it possible for you to be reconciled to him, why would he hold anything back from you? God doesn't want to blast you. He wants to bless you. Please, my friend, let him bless you. His blessings aren't because of anything you or I have done to deserve them. The definition of grace is an undeserved gift. God gives, and he enables us to receive. Let him pour out his blessings on you today. If you're interested in reading more about God's amazing grace, please come to my written blog and check out a whole series of messages I shared in a series called God's Favor. I'll link to this series in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.